Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You know about, it's just you and me, by the way, for the next couple of segments, just you and me, and I want to talk about something that that we covered a little bit in the, probably two or three weeks ago. Remember when Chuck Martin was on the show, president of NFI Research? You know, Chuck joins us quite often with the results of some research that he's conducted with people just like you, business owners, managers who have and also just regular folks, employees. He polls them and asks them various questions. And one of the recent surveys he did was on the attitudes that people have about their jobs. And, you know, you've heard me talk about this in the past over the years. It's been something that I've called on quite often, where I've said that in surveys of people who either are working, or whether they were asked about the job that they're in, or why they left the last job that they were in, the previous job that they were in, what were the most important things to you in the job that you're in, or when you left your last job, what was the reason why you left? This has been one of the most interesting things about the marketplace to me, is that back in the 70s, I first came across a survey like this. And, of course, my first reaction, I lurched to the conclusion that the reason why people love their jobs is because of how much money they made. Or the reason why they left their last job was because they weren't making enough money. And so they moved on for that reason. Well, I was wrong. In this, back in the 70s, error back in the 70s. And because I learned in that survey that I saw at that time, that money, I had to look down the list. Money was like fourth or fifth or sixth. The number one reason why people love their job, why they stay in a job, or why they left a job previously, was not money, it was not compensation, it was primarily how they felt valued by that company. The relationship they had with their manager, whether the manager valued their work or not, how they, the attitude that they had about the company, the values of the company, the overall experience that they had with the company. As I say, could be that the manager listens to them, uses their recommendations, gives them some authority, gives them the ability to be creative, etc., etc. Or if they left the last job, it was because they felt unfulfilled in that job, not because of money. And then later on, as I became a manager, and as I left jobs myself, as I had been through a couple of scenarios like that, I realized that this was true. This is exactly why how most people feel about their jobs. And also if you've been around a while, and you think about when people are about to leave, if the company doesn't want them to leave, they invariably say, "Well, is it about money?" And the person says, "Well, probably historically, I should say, up until recently, the person would have probably said no." Or even though they may have made more money, maybe the new job provided more money, that wasn't the reason they went looking. And they'll say that. They'll actually say that. Money wasn't the reason I went looking. I've heard people say that before. So, And then over the years since then, until recently, every survey I saw, and we've reported many of them on this show, the reason why people loved their job or left their job was not about money. However, about 3 weeks ago, Chuck Martin, our good friend Chuck Martin with NFI Research, conducted a survey where the reason people said that they liked their job, or I should say, not that they liked their job, because this is kind of we got different situations here right now, don't we? The reason that the response that the person gave about what motivated them to work where they worked right now was money, was compensation, and that's new information. And because that has never happened before, and I've never seen a survey where that was something people put down as a number one motivator for them in their business. And I got to thinking about that. I got to thinking about why would that be? Why is that news? Why are people caring more about money than about personal fulfillment? And I think the answer, this is what I've written about, I think the answer is to that question is fear. I think the sudden collapse of the global economy beginning about a year and a half ago has created more fear than I've ever seen in my long career, and I've been around a long time. And as if that weren't enough, we have corporate managers and our government who have not only reacted, but in my opinion, in many cases, overreacted. And as I've written, it poured fuel onto the fear fire. And when I deal with people in the marketplace, up and down the sizes of companies, from the big ones to the little ones, and perhaps you've seen this, even companies that are doing okay, there's still an element of fear. And the companies that are not doing so great, there's a large element of fear. There's still a lot of fear in the marketplace, unlike what I've seen in the past. And here's what happens when there's fear, when there's this kind of anxiety. And folks, I want you to listen to this, because these are the kinds of things that we want to prevent in our small businesses. When a manager or an employee is afraid to propose a new idea or take a risk for fear of being canned, sacked, demoted, whatever, creativity and innovation are the victims. And when we come back after these messages, I want to talk about what happens when we lose creativity, when we lose the initiative to taking initiative to be creative. What happens to the company when that happens? And how can knowing all this benefit you and me and our small businesses? 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. We built it just for you. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to, either whether it be an article or my blog, or you can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you on Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. You can listen to a little one-minute message there called a Small Business Minute. You can read lots of articles in 3 minutes or 5 minutes or some of the little longer. So check that out. And those articles have been written by me and my Brain Trust members. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. So check those out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then wherever else I'm in a lot of other places on the online, so check me out. As Brad Paisley sang in his song, I'm So Much Cooler Online. Or as he says it, online. I'm talking about fear, the fear in the marketplace. What's caused it, and how is it manifesting, and how can this benefit you and me and our small businesses? What's caused the fear in the marketplace is, in my opinion, the recession, but mostly an overreaction by leaders to the recession. And the way they reacted, the way many of these corporate leaders have reacted, has created a lot of this fear. And I know they're fearful, too, because for a long time we didn't know what was going on. We still are concerned about what's going to be happening in the economy, aren't we? All of us are. But this has created a situation where creativity and innovation have become the victims. And ladies and gentlemen, without creativity, there's no optimism. Think about that. How can you be optimistic about the future if you aren't capable of imagining what could be? And that's creativity, imagining what can be. And without optimism, you know what happens? The spirit takes a hit, and trust dissolves, and relationships break down. And I think that's what's happened in a lot of places. I'm seeing this. You probably are too. And in this kind of environment where relationships up and down the organizational chart, from the top to the bottom, where relationships are questioned, what had historically been reported as to why people stayed in the business, which was how they felt about their organization, when that breaks down, then it gives way to survival. And survival is more associated with money. And that's the reason I think that this research that Chuck Martin did with NFI Research, that's the reason now I think people are saying, the reason I'm in my job is for the money, because I'm not getting fulfillment from my company. Now, let's make sure that this isn't my company and your company. Let's make sure that this isn't happen in my company and your company. And we can do this because you and I, small business owners, we're pathological optimists. And with optimism comes creativity. And with creativity comes excitement and fearlessness, not fearfulness, but fearlessness. And I think as the economy abates, fear will abate. I should say, as the recession abates and as the economy recovers, fear will abate. But in the meantime, I think there's opportunity for you and me, because there's one other piece of information that Chuck's research found. It found that 71% of the employees who responded to his survey would rather work for a company like yours and mine, would rather work for a small or a medium-sized business. And of course, many of them think, when they think of a medium-sized business, most employees think of a medium-sized business, they think of a business with 100 employees, which you and I know is really a small business. But regardless of what size a company is, 71% of the respondents to this survey would rather work for a company like yours and mine. And I think that's opportunity for you and me. I think in the future, you know, that we went through a period of time in the United States in the middle part, the lion's share of the 20th century, where people thought that there was something called job security. And I was part of that environment at one time. And then in the late 70s or in the 80s primarily, that illusion began to become real, become understood, that it was really an illusion. And there is no such thing as job security. That's always been an illusion, but it's only been the last 20 years that we've understood this. But at the same time, working for a big company, you know, a lot of people have thought, well, if I'm working for a big company, you know, that's like job security too, right? Well, we now know that that's not the case either. So small business owners, you need to look around right now as you're planning for success. You know, I still say you need to operate for survival for 2009, but plan for success, meaning be prepared to take advantage of the recovery as it's unfolding, one little step at a time. One of the things you want to be prepared to do is to acquire these employees who are no longer working for these big companies. And so they come to you with two things. Number one, a lot of capability, a lot of training that these big companies have given them. And number two, an attitude that they would rather be working for you. And one of the reasons they would rather be working for you is because you are not fearful. You are fearless in your small business. You and I, small business owners, we're pathological optimists. People like working for that kind of an environment, in that kind of an environment, for those kinds of people. So think about it. You've got a big advantage. You've got some opportunity to acquire really good people, well-trained, highly motivated, who want to work for you. So when you interview them, don't talk about how afraid you are. Talk about how optimistic you are and how excited you are about the future. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.